protection of national minorities. However, 7 years later, three implementing bylaws of this law remain pending. It's crucial to adopt secondary legislation that upholds the right to self-identification and ensures the use of minority language in public administration. The right to self-identification is particularly tied to the recent in Albania, which regrettably did not comply with the international and European standards, nor was it conducted with full transparency. Consequently, its credibility is in question, and we reject its results. Furthermore, the right to education in minority languages should be guaranteed for all 12 grades in areas traditionally or significantly inhabited by minorities. This right remains unfulfilled due to the absence of secondary legislation regulating its implementation. Regarding property rights, the process of initial property registration remains deeply problematic. Statistical evidence demonstrates that property registration issues are especially pronounced in areas traditionally inhabited by the Greek national minority, notably in the municipalities of Dropul, Finike, and Himara. Himara in particular has attracted significant attention from investors, many of whom have ties to the Albanian government due to its tourism potential. Two major challenges include the legislation on strategic investors and its expropriation provisions, as well as the issue of compensation. Additionally, we must highlight the case of Dionysios Alfred Beleris, who was arrested on May 12, 2023. Just 2 days before the voting day, on allegations of attempted vote buying. His arrest and subsequent detention were marred by serious procedural concerns, both preceding and following these events. Currently,
thank you very much. Thank you. I go to Tavassor, please. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. I go to the Committee of the Muslim Alevi Beshtakis of Thrace in Greece, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, please.